I recently met a good friend of mine, and he shared with me a story that happened to him, he said, Be'erach, around 15 years ago. He said that around 15 years ago, he met an old classmate of his that he hadn't seen in a while, and they started schmoozing, and he noticed that the classmate looked, his former classmate looked a little bit down. They used to be good friends, so he got into a conversation with him, and he mentioned the classmate that it happens to be that his wife is struggling, you know, Baruch Hashem, they have a big family. It's hard for her to get together supper every night. It's hard. Kanana, Baruch Hashem, a big mishpacha. To be able to put together supper every night is difficult. So this friend of mine asked his former classmate, he said, maybe you should buy takeout. And he said, you know, unless your wife minds, there are some wives and mothers that don't like to serve takeout. But if your wife doesn't mind, maybe that's a good idea. So he said, it happens to be my wife doesn't mind. In fact, she even asks me that I should. But I'll be honest with you, I really can't afford it. So what I do is, I, you know, sometimes once every 2 weeks or every other week or once a week I do it. But can I know her? Big mishpacha, it adds up and I'm really struggling in Parnassa and I can't do it. So my friend turns to me, telling me over the story. And he says, what do you think I did? So I said to him, you know, my friend has a few dollars, and he's on the lookout to do chesed. I said, you probably, you know, gave him $360 towards suppers, or maybe $500. So my friend turns to me and says, that wouldn't solve the problem. That would just help for a little bit. So he said, let me tell you what I did. Listen to this amazing thing what he did. On the spot, he told him, he said, you know something? I have an awesome idea, a very simple idea. He said, I know there's a Jewish foundation that has money, hundreds of thousands of dollars. He said, I think it's in the millions, really, that this fund is made up specially to be able to help give food to families that are not even poor. They're just like struggling, you know, whatever. It'll be easier if they could get suppers. He says, lunches or suppers from restaurants and takeouts. And you know what they do? He says, they contact the takeout or the restaurant and they make a deal with them. We're going to, whatever, since we're going to make a big account with you, give us 20% off. And he made this whole shtickel tira, this whole thing that what we do, how they deal with takeouts. You know what? Give me the name of the takeout. And let me call this Jewish foundation and see if they could work something out that you could be able to have a certain amount, that they have many suppers or whatever, a week, they'll work something out, what you could do. The guy says, really? Sure, I'll give you the takeout that's in my neighborhood. And my friend went and, you know, and he arranged this Jewish foundation, and they hooked up with the only part of the story that was really true was that he did hook up with the takeout. And made up a deal, you know, give me 20% off because I'm working something out. And he said, this went on for 10 years. I said, you footed the bill for 10 years? He said, I got a couple other guys on board with me, and together we handled it. He said that the person thanked him so many times, you don't know what it is, he says. You can't imagine what it is, what a oil, what a thing that took off my wife's shoulders. That this way, he said, if I can't, when she's able to make supper, she makes once or twice a week. But whenever she can, she always knows she has the pas basalu. She has this thing, she won't be stuck. She can, I'll drive by, it's not far, I'll pick it up, and everything is great. But what I am so impressed with this story, that it just shows us. This has to do with the last two podcasts that we said on Chesed. Those stories with Avraham Ganachovsky said that if a person has Avas Chesed and he looks out to help someone, he can always find the solution to help someone. Who would think of that? Okay, what can I do? Give $360. That's the greatest thing I could have thought of. What more can you do? No. There's a Jewish foundation that has the money anyways. And they want to be able to give out, to hook up. The money's just sitting there. So why don't you take advantage of it? It's not even real tzedakah. You're not even really taking tzedakah. You're just hooking into that foundation that has the money sitting there. Why should an Hamish from family benefit from it? That's the way he told it to him. This is something that we should learn, that to realize that when someone tells us a problem, even if we can't think, even if we're not as quick as this friend of mine to be able to come up with that idea on the spot, we could say, you know what? Let me think about it. Let me see if I know something. And then all of a sudden, in 3 days, after you put the idea together, you can call up that person and say, oh, I discovered this Jewish foundation. You want to give me the name of the takeout, and you'll put together a few people, and you could save someone. Maybe you always be zaycha to be able to be on the lookout for chesed, have the avas chesed, and be able to come up with an idea to help our friend.